All right, let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson, who's joining us on this very lovely Friday afternoon. Jason, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. It's going to be another busy weekend for streaming and new movies. What's out there right now? As I have HBO Max, which I'm very excited to hear what you have to say.
Okay, so there are a couple things on HBO Max. One of them being Those Who Wish Me Dead, which is a new movie starring Angelina Jolie. We haven't seen her really starring in a movie on her own, especially an action thriller, in a while. It feels like we've been denied that. But here you have that. It's written and directed by Taylor Sheridan, who did a fantastic movie a couple of years ago called Hell or High Water. These are two very talented people elevating what would normally be a kind of B or C movie into something a little better than that. I'm not going to say it's an A, but it's maybe a solid B plus-ish. It's on HBO Max. It's also in theaters if you want to go to theaters, but it stars Angelina Jolie as a smoke jumper. It's her job to live in the middle of the woods in a tower, basically, and look around the woods and spot if she sees any smoke or the starts of any kind of fire so she can alert people to that. She ends up in the care caring for a kid who's in trouble, and she has to try to help him get out of trouble. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of it's R-rated. There's a lot of cursing. There's some funny jokes in it. So I enjoyed this. If you're looking for something to kind of turn your brain off and just get kind of an action movie, this is could be a good one for you.
Excellent. Now, Netflix has some miniseries that Netflix miniseries about a famed fashion designer. This is a good one that I heard a lot about. What's going on with this one?
Yeah, it's called Halston. It stars Ewan McGregor as the fashion designer Halston, who came to fame in the early 60s. He designed the pillbox hat that Jackie Kennedy made very famous. And exactly. He went on to have his own fashion line and make a lot of women's clothes and become even more famous. He was involved in the Studio 54 crowd and Liza Minnelli and Andy Warhol and all that and the drugs and excess of the 70s and 80s and the early 90s in New York City. And so this is a miniseries about his life. It's 5 episodes. All of those are on Netflix today. And it's also from producer Ryan Murphy. And I got to say, I enjoyed the first episode, but I don't know that I'm going to keep watching it after that.
And there's going to be a rare move for Netflix. Tell me what that move is.
Yeah, this is Army of the Dead, which is out today. It's a Netflix movie, but it's not on Netflix. It'll be on Netflix next week, but for a week, they're going to put it in theaters exclusively. This is a Zack Snyder movie, so the guy behind Justice League and all the DC movies. He makes big cinematic pictures, and I think they're doing him a favor here by putting this on the big screen for a while for people who want to see it that way. And then next week, it'll be on Netflix. So what you can do with this, if you want, it's a zombie movie. It's a very violent, R-rated, lots of people getting eaten and dying and shot and those kinds of things. If you're not sure if you want to wait a week to see it on Netflix or if you want to go see it in the theater, what you can do, the first 15 minutes are out on YouTube. You can watch those and then kind of make a decision what you want to do.
That's excellent. And it's kind of like when you want to go watch like King Kong versus Godzilla on the big screen when you can see how big they are and things like that. I think that makes a difference, don't you?
It makes a difference for some people. For some people, it doesn't matter. And I think over the last year, we've seen a lot of people, they get very used to watching stuff at home, and they actually prefer it. So,
that's true.
You know, to each their own.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, final take, and we've got about 25 seconds. Mask mandate coming off, for vaccinated people. Do you think that's going to help now get more people into the theater?
I think it might help get some people in the theater, and I think it'll keep some people away from the theater who don't want to be in a theater in a closed space with people who don't wear masks. So, you know, yeah. I think it feels like things are opening up, but we're going to have to see.
Yeah, that's a very good take, one I didn't even think of. ABC News correspondent, entertainer correspondent Jason Nathanson, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it.
All right, take care.
You do the same. 441 on KRDO's Afternoon News.